Tough to win. I'm going to say it's Chafetz. I'm going to Chafetz. I'm off. Right, we are currently at the bottom of Chafetz and Vase. Tanu Rabbanon, right? You have Raisa. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Leitzas Hameis Leachnasas Kala. You can be Mevatel Talmud Torah for the purpose of a funeral or a wedding. Right, Amru Alava Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eli Shahaya Mevatel Talmud Torah Leitzas Hameis Leachnasas Kala Leachnasas Kala. And Rabbi Eli, they said that Rabbi Eli actually did this. He would stop learning when he needed to go to a wedding or he needed to go to a funeral. But I made my room when is this true? Besha ain sham called Sorcho, aval yesham called Sorcho in the Batlin. If there's enough, it's only true if there aren't enough people there for the wedding. But if there are enough people for the wedding or the funeral, then we don't stop learning, you keep learning, somebody else will go. What does it mean, enough people? Right, says Vechama called Sorcho, what is that number? Arash Molbar Inaya, Mishmei Darav, Tracer Alfe Gabre, Vishisa Alfe Shipore. So it is 12,000 men, right? And 6,000 with 6,000 shipure. 6,000 like, right, shipuri, 6,000 very important people. Like 18,000 people total. And there are some people say, and then some people say it's really 12,000 people, and 6,000 of them have to be really important. Right? Ula Amaruka going to Chaitzi Gavre Me Abula Ad Sikra. So, Ula said that it is a place, it's as though there were people basically packed in like sardines all the way from the gate of the cemetery through to the grave. That's what counts as called Sorko. Rav Sheshes Amar, and this is the way we pass him, Ken Nisinasa, Kach Netilasa, Ma Nisinasa, Beshishim Ribo, Af Nisilasa, Beshishim Ribo. We have a third opinion. Just as the Torah was given with 600,000 men present, so too there must be 600,000 men present at a funeral. And Hani Mile, and the Mara says, Hani Mile, this is only true, Lamandekari Vesani. This is true for someone who has learnt, and he teaches of Alma, who can read Sukkim and he can learn. Of Alamandemasni, for someone who actually teaches, Le Shiura. There is no limit, even more than 600,000 people. Tov, how many funerals has anybody ever been to here that had 600,000 people present? No, why not? We passing there should be 600,000 people at a funeral. What's going on?
Means there should always be special
talks. So the Gaonim already say that we don't really. It must be that even though we hold 600,000 people, is how many people should show up to a funeral. We don't really hold that 600,000 people should show up for a funeral, because if we said that 600,000 people always need to show up to a funeral, we're never going to get anything done, as everybody would have to stop learning and always go to funerals. Doesn't matter, you know the person, you don't know the person who died, doesn't make a difference, right? Says you need to judge Rashi in Ksuvos, brings this down, that the Shuvos HaGaon, and it says that, and this is really, really paskin, even though we paskin that there should be 600,000 people present at every funeral for a kosher Jew, really we paskin that there should be less than 600,000, there should be whatever is appropriate for that person, right? And that means that if you think that there won't be enough people present, then you should really go. But if you think that there will be enough people present, then you don't need to. Okay? Fine. The same thing, by the way, applies for weddings. I remember Rabbi Rav Abraham once said that when it comes to deciding if you're going to stop learning for a wedding, depends. You need to think, is it going to make a difference to the chasen or kala that you're there? Or are you going because they invited you and it's going to be a nice meal and you like dancing? Right? If it's because you really think it'll make a difference, then go. But if you think it won't make a difference and you're just going because they invited you, then you don't need to be there. Okay, fine. Tanya.
About other siruchas as well.
There's no din of being mevatel Talmud Torah for other simchas.
There's a mitzvah of mesameach atzem akala, but there might not be a mitzvah of
celebrating the boy at his bar mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to be mevatel Talmud Torah for any other simcha, but having said that, you know, making Jews happy is a mitzvah. So again, if you think that the people really appreciate you being there, I think it makes a really big difference. Like, okay, so you can go. But don't go because, you know, you got invited out of good manners. Then you can politely refuse. Yeah.
Pretty good readers that you should go anyway.
Yeah, but except for
and just by being that, even though you may not be able to judge it, you know, so that they're not going to feel better that there's more people at their weddings.
But so that's what that's the point that Go and I are making. If for every single funeral and every single wedding you stop planning and went, then you would never do anything.
Not that
there's a lot of weddings and a lot of funerals, Baruch Hashem. Well, Baruch Hashem on the wedding. I mean, Baruch Hashem no matter what. It's happy that there's a lot of weddings. It's unfortunate that there's a lot of funerals. I mean, Man of Shach, there's a lot of them, right? You're never going to get anything done if you go to every single one.
As in, if you're asking a question like about, like, it must be about a person. You should just talk about a person that, like, let's say you know or haven't just heard of.
No. How many people know 600,000 other people?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're asking a question whether you should go or not, it means you've heard of the person.
Typically.
Yeah, so if you're asking the question, should it imply that you should go?
No. I get an I'm on the lunch foot mailing list, right? What that means is that I get a notification for every single wedding and every single funeral that is connected to someone in Yishuv. Somebody's cousin's getting married, I get told. Somebody's father, Lo Aleinu, was Nifter, I get told. Right? That means I'm going to go to every single wedding and funeral that's announced on the list. No, it is 3 a week, at least. It's just not realistic. Okay, well, we need people to sit and learn Torah as well. That's the point they're making. It's just not practical. Right, it can't be that this Gemara should be taken literally because it's simply impractical. Like, it can't be. Okay? Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Boy, Urei, come and see Yisrael if Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, come and see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yisrael. That any time they went to Galus, the Shechina went with them, even though the Shechina prefers to be near Israel, went to Galus with us. When they went, when we went down to Mitzrayim, the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was with us. It says, it literally means I was revealed. Right? But they're darshaning that the word for reveal and the word for Galus is actually similar letters. Right, Gimel Lamed Hay, and therefore, right, the drash is that he went to Golos after Mitzrayim. Okay, Gol Babel. When we went to Babel, Shechina Imahem. The Shechina was with us. Sheneemar Lemanchem Shulachti Babel. I was sent. Shulachti. I was sent for you to Babel. V'Achshin Asidim LiGal Shechina Imahem. And when we will be redeemed in the future, when Mashiach comes, the Shechina will be with us and will return to Eretz Yisrael with us. Sheneemar, as we have the pasuk, V'Shav Hashem Aleicha Es Shev Usecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Tzutishal Mikra, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return those who return, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return them. Here, S is being read not as the definite article, but as im, as with. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return with them. Beheshiv lo ne'emar ala v'shav. And why? It doesn't say Beheshiv, it doesn't say he will return you in the classic sense. Heshiv would have meant that he's returning something else. He's returning something to a place that was prior to then. Right, it says Vishav, and he returns. Right. That tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns with us, with them, with the Jews, from Golos, from exile. Bavela Heicha. Bavel Heicha. Where is the Shechina in Bavel? Right, in Eretz Yisrael, where is Shechina? Sorry? Yeah, the Beit HaMikdash, right? So where is it in Bavel? Amar Abaye, Bebe Knishta de Hutzal, Uvefe Knishta de Shach, Be Yosef ben Narda. It's in three places, the Shul in Hutzal, and the Shul in Shach, and the Shul in Narda, and then the Beis Midrash in Narda. Veloi Seima Hachavach, and don't say it's there, it's always in all three places. Ella, rather, Zimnin Hachav, Zimnin Hachav, the Shechina moves around between these different Shuls. Amra Baye Taisi Li Dichi Marchikana Parsa Ayalna Umatslina Hasam. Abaye says that I should have the bracha that whenever I am even a full parsa away from there, from Narda, I go to Daven there. Why? Because the Shechina is there. It's not just a regular Shul Beis Midrash, it's where the Shechina is. Okay? Avuah de Shmuel veLevi havu Yasi beKnishta de Shaf veYasi beNarda. So, right, Avuah the father of Shmuel and Levi was in the shul in Shaf, and the Shechina was in Narda. As Yeshchina, right, and then the Shechina came to Shaf. Shamu Kol Rigsha, and they heard like very excited noises. Kamu Venafku Rav Sheshes. Kamu Venafku. Right, and they got up, and actually, it's interesting. They left the shul. Right, just being in the presence of the Shechina is a very serious thing. Rav Sheshes have a Yosef bevek nishta deshaf Yosef benarda. That's a clean of an leinafak. Rav Sheshes, the same thing happened. He was sitting in the shul and shaf, and the Shechina was in narda. And the Shechina came, and he didn't leave. Asu melachi asharis. And then the Malachim came and they started scaring him. Amar lefanav, and so he said, Rav Sheshes said, Ribono Shalala, Master of the World, Aluv, Vishain Aluv, Minidche, Mipne Mit. Says, if you've got somebody who's Aluv, who is somehow offended or insulted, right, by the angels, so who, and you've got somebody who was not insulted, then who are you going to favor? Are you going to favor someone who's insulted or someone who wasn't? The implication is you should favor someone who was the offended party, right? The Vana'a Amar Lahu Shavku, and said, Akash Baruch said, the angels leave him, he can stay. Rav Sheshes is allowed to stay even though I'm here. Ve'ahi lahem lemikdash me'at. And the Pasuk says, I will be for them. The Pasuk Yechezkel says, I will be for the Jews a mikdash me'at. Right? They don't have a mikdash anymore, but I will be for them a mikdash me'at, a smaller mikdash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Elu batei knesiyos avodei minyan b'midrash shebe Bavel." Those are the shuls and the batei midrash in Bavel. And that should be noted. I think I've already mentioned it. In Bavel, right, they didn't dab in a base midrash. Now, right, remember we discussed the question of can you turn a shul into a base midrash or a base midrash into a shul? And I mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah points out that since they kanirah did not daven in their batei midrash as a general rule, so that question was relevant, but now that we daven as well as learn in our batei midrash, so our base midrash is a base midrash and a shul at the same time, so obviously you can't turn it from a base midrash and a shul into just a shul. Right? You can't reduce its kedusha that way. Right? So the same thing here, right? We have batei knesiyos and batei midrash, those different institutions, but those are the mikdash me'at, both of them. Yeah? And the reason why is because in the base of mikdash we have both the element of tefillah, it's a kivei based tefillah, ikarei l'chol amim, right? The Beit HaMikdash is a based tefillah, and it was also a place of Talmud Torah to Shal Sanhedrin is sitting in Lishkas HaGadis, right? Kimitziye teitzei Torah midot Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, right? Both of those elements are true of the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, so even though they got separated in Bavel, they both form a little bit of the presence of the Mikdash in our lives. Okay. The Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "Ze beis Rabbeinu shebevavel." This is the house of Rabbeinu, Rav, right? The most important rabbi in Bavel. This isn't a bashul. It's not a base midrash. It's Rav's house. That's where the that's the mikdash mount. Right. Darash Rava, Rava Darshan, my dichsiv Hashem, ma'oinata yisalanu. Hashem, you were a dwelling for us. Elu batei knesiyos v'batei midrash. Those are shuls and batei midrash. Amra, baye mereish habe gerisna beveisna umaslinna beveiknishta kevin deshamas leha dekamra David. Hashem, ahavti ma'oin beisecha havai gerisna beveiknishta. So it says, Abaye said, I used to learn at home, or in a base midrash, and I would daven in a shul. Then, when I came across this pasuk, that David HaMelech says, Hashem, ahavti ma'oin beisecha, Hashem, I loved your dwelling place, I would learn in a shul so that I could spend more time in Hashem's dwelling. Right? This, by the way, is not exactly the same thing as saying it's a mikdash mount. It's not a base mikdash replacement. It satisfies a separate need, though. Okay. Tanya, we have Brisa, Rabbi Elazar. Hakapara, Emer, Rabbi Elazar, Hakapara said, Asidin, Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrash, Sebevel, Sheikavu, Beretz Yisroel. The Batei Knesiyos, the shuls and the Batei Midrash of Bavel and of Chutz Aretz are going to be moved to Eretz Yisroel. Shenemar, Hikesavor, Haim, Chamel, Vayam Yavoy. Right? Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Chayani Noma Melech, Hashem Tzavakai Shemoi, He Kesavor Beharim, Ucha Carmel, Beyam Yavoi. They will be like Tabor and like Carmel, everything comes to Eretz Yisroel. right? These are central locations that people come to them to Eretz Yisrael, so they, all the shuls and all of the batei midrash will be brought to Eretz Yisrael. Valu dvarim kal v'chomer, and isn't, couldn't you learn this from a kal v'chomer? Uma tavor v'karmel shalei boel lefisha l'lmoy Torah, just as Tavor and Carmel only came. So it's Darshini and Tavor and Carmel were people, right? Tavor and Carmel only came for a little while to learn Torah. And Nikboim very strong, that is stuck in Eretz Yisrael, but particularly since Vadei Midrash, Shekorinu Marbitz in Lion Torah, Lachas Kam Bechama. Shuls and Batei Midrash, where you read the Torah, and you read the Torah with lots of people present, and you spread the Torah, they're already, how much more so are they going to come to Eretz Yisrael? Okay, it should be noted, right? This statement that the shuls and the batei midrash of Chutz La'aretz are going to be brought to Bavel is mamash something that we are seeing, right? Yeshivas Hamir was in Europe, it is now in Eretz Yisrael, right? Yeshivas Ponovitch, Yeshivas Brisk, right? There's a whole series of old Haredi yeshivas which are now in Eretz Yisrael, right? We're talking about shuls. Lincoln Square got moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's now Efrat. Sorry. That really got moved to Eretz Yisrael already. Like they actually moved everything.
And Chidur Amsterdam in Elabrin.
Nachon. This is something that mamash we're seeing in our lifetimes. Just to think about it, it's incredible. Okay. Right. Cool. So. Fine. The Gemara says, "Darsh bar kapara, bar kapara darshan." Right. The pasuk says, "Why are you dancing? You tiny mountains or something?" Right. A voice of God came and spoke to them. Lama teirat tirtzu dinim har Sinai. Why are you annoying har Sinai? You are all imperfect mountains. Har Sinai is a perfect mountain. Because it's the mountains are called Gavnonim, and there it says, "Oy Gavan, Oy Dak." These are the mumim that a Kohen has that a Kohen can't do avoda. Amaravashi, Ravashi said, "Shmami na hai man de yahir baal mumim." That tells us that someone who is arrogant, right? Somebody who is arrogant, in this case, somebody who's demanding things for himself, is a baal mum. Right, that's a very, very negative trait. Okay. Fine. Back to some halacha. Ain't osinoi soi kapandaria. You can't make a shul a thoroughfare. You can't just walk through it. Right, my kapandaria, what does that mean? Amar Rava kapandaria kishma. Amar Rava said, wait, don't you know what a kapandaria is? By the way, I will give The Chafetz Chaim says that if you do that, right, if somebody says to you, what is this? And you say, don't you know? Right? Then that's a nice dvarim. They're making the person feel bad about the fact they don't know what they're talking about. I don't know if I'd go that far. Kanira, we're not going to accuse Rav of a nice dvarim, but just to note, it's never a good answer to the question. Right? It's never helpful to say that. And he says, my kishma, the Gemara asks, but wait! What's kishma? What do you mean? No, I don't know. That's why I asked. Right? Keman de amar adema kifna adre eol beha. It's like what somebody says. I can't be bothered to walk all the way around. I'm just going to go through. That's what kapindari means. It's derived from the phrase. Amar Rabbi Avoa. Rabbi Avoa said, im hayash vil meikara mutar. If it started off as a road and they built a base fence that's mamish right across the road, then you can walk through it because it was a road to begin with. It didn't start off as a shul. Right? And so somebody can't come along and just say this road is no longer a road. They don't have the right. Yeah? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, anichnas amanash shalei la'aseis kavindaria mutar la'aseis kavindaria. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said an interesting halacha. If you went into a shul with intent to actually do something that you're meant to be doing in a shul, daven, learn, whatever, right? And then you decided that you realized, no, you have to leave right now, and so you left without doing what you were planning to do, meaning you made the shul kavindaria. That's mutter. It's only to enter with the intent to make it a kavindaria thoroughfare, which is aser. Ve'am Rabbi Chalva Amar Rav Huna. Rabbi Chalva said, "Name Rav Huna. Nichnas la'vesek kneses li spal mutter la'aseis kavindaria shne'amar Rav Avo Amar Haaretz lifnei Hashem b'moadim hava derech shar tzafen l'shtach avos yatzah derech shar negev." And Rabbi Chalva is the name Rav Huna. Somebody who actually came to Shul of Davin can make the Shul a thoroughfare, right? They can then walk through the Shul, right? For example, we see that the pasuk says, "Uvavo amaretz lifnei Hashem moadim." When the nation, when the people of the nation come for Hashem in the during the moadim, during the Gemara Golem, right? Someone who comes in through the northern gate will leave through the southern gate. Fine, they're actually using it as a thoroughfare. Okay, fine. We already mentioned that the standard advice given if you need to walk through a shul for some reason is to stop, sit down, say a pasuk, you can get up and move on. That's mutter, based on the Gemara that we just said. Okay? If the shul was destroyed and then it got and now it's growing weeds, then you should let the weeds grow. You should not uproot them. Why? Because of Ogmas and Nefesh, because we want you to be depressed every time you look at the shul. Vasanya, right? Eino tole shumachil aval tole shmeniach. Didn't the Bryce say that you can uproot the weeds, that you just can't use them to feed, so you can't feed them to an animal, you have to leave them where they are? That's what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah didn't mean you can't uproot the weeds at all. It meant you can't uproot the weeds to remove them. But if you uproot them to leave them where they are, that's mutter. Tanu Rabbanan. Beis hakvaros ein nagin bein kol hashrosh, ein marin bahen behema, vein melichin bahen amasamayim, vein melaktin bahen asamim, vein liket, sorafon bimkaimam et nekvod ha-meisim. Says the Gemara, when you have a cemetery, then you must be very respectful in the cemetery. You can't bring animals to graze in a cemetery, that's asur. You can't pass a water canal through a cemetery, that's also asur, it's disrespectful. And you can't collect weeds in the cemetery to use them for something, that's asur. And if you did, then you should burn them on the space at that exact space, because that's the honor of the dead, that you leave their space alone. You don't use it for something else. Yeah.
What's melaktin?
Collect. Right. Ahaya. Well, says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ilema seifa kevin shesarafam bimkayman maikavoid meisim ika ella reisha. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're burning these weeds where they are, how is that covered for the meis? You already gathered the weeds, right? You were planning to use them. You already made use of the space. Now you're burning them, but it just smells bad. The answer is no, at the beginning. The reason why you can't do this is because of kavod. It's because of the honor of the dead people. You leave their space alone. If you did it, then where it wears a knas on you, you can't take advantage on it. Okay?
Arisha.
I'm sorry?
It's Arisha.
Arisha, about the beginning. Right? About Arisha. Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyoyz B'Shabbos Korim Mefarshat Stolim. Right? If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Parshat Stolim. Chal Liyoyz B'Seicha Shabbos Makdim in Neshavar. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, then you read the Shabbos before. Why? Does anybody know why we read Parshat Stolim?
That would be like
In the time of Beis HaMikdash. That would be the warning people that they had to send away their Machzis Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, because it has to be done by Nisan. Right? So we still do it. Umafsikin leShabbos Acheres. And then you take a break. If Rosh Chodesh Adar wasn't on Shabbos, then you take a break the next Shabbos. You don't read any special parasha. You read the regular parasha Shavua, regular Haftarah. Right? Vishniya Zachar. Then you'll do the next Shabbos after that. You read Zachar. Vishlishis Parah Aduma. Shlishi is the Shabbos after you read Parah. Again, there can be breaks between Zachor and Parah. That can happen.
Like this year.
Barivis HaChodesh HaZelachem on the fourth Shabbos, Rada Shabbos, right before Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, you read HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshem, Rishon Olachem, Lechod Sheashana. The reason why is because that part of the Torah in Parashas Bo is actually talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, and the Korban Pesach, which we're about to, enter that time. But Chamish is closer to Siddur. And the week after that, we return to the regular Kriyas Parashios without any special readings, without any special Torahs. Lakol Masikin Barashay Chadashim Bachanaka Purim Bataynias and Mavades of Yom HaKippurim. And you break up the reading of the Parashios, right? You stop reading in the regular Parashios of War and start reading a special Parashah for absolutely anything. For Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, Purim, for Tainis, for the Maimotis, for Yom Kippur, anything. There is no reason which is too unimportant to read a different Kriyas Torah to the one which is mandated by the regular weddings on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. By the Parashat Shavua. Okay. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we will continue, please God, tomorrow.